To, does this restrict all motorized vehicles? If that man's license has been revoked, picked up, or whatever, you don't have to have a license to drive a front-end loader, or you don't have to have a license to drive a bulldozer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Could you stand up, please, so we can hear you?
On the face of the provision, it does indeed seem that is what is achieved by this. The amendment, as you have proposed, does not impact this question one way or the other. It's a situation that exists now in the law. The definition of motor vehicle that is provided is a very broad one. It includes everything that is not self-propelled or driven by an animal. It does not include dog sleds, but that's about it. So on the face of it, it appears to be very, very strict in that regard. Perhaps the committee would like to consider a further amendment that would require specifying in this section that the motor vehicle that would not be allowed to be driven would be any motor vehicle for which an operator's or driver's license is required. That type of an amendment I could draft easily and incorporate it into the section if it is the will of the committee.
Thank you. In view of that, my intention is not to pass this bill out today, so I would ask Tamara to draw up that particular amendment, clarifying that particular, incorporated into this particular amendment. If we could incorporate it or any other place that would be effective. Would that clarify your problem?
I saw the problem, but you just clarified that.
It wouldn't solve it. What is your problem?
Well, I'm just trying to
get a clear definition of what you mean by motor vehicle, highway, vehicular way, or area, whether you're trying to prohibit the person from driving any of that, whether it would put that individual in jeopardy of not being able to work because he's a truck driver, fly an airplane, or whatever other jobs individuals have that are convicted under this law, or whether you're just trying to get them off the highway in their private car.
Do you care to address that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Representative Baska. The section at issue deals only with limitations placed upon driver's licenses. And as such, it does not address any types of problems that may arise with regard to operating the types of vehicles for which a driver's license is not required under the laws of our state, including airplanes, for example. Which a person must meet certain requirements in order to lawfully operate an airplane, but having a driver's license is not one of those requirements, I believe. So although we do have very broad definitions of the terms vehicular way, highway, and motor vehicle, only certain provisions, those definitions are applicable to the